Friday night there, PG, we had a great tournament up there on Friday night. It was back in front of the camp boxing after a 32-year absence. 1985, I'm told, by Liam Owens, who was a head matchmaker and coach up in Finner, told me that the last time they were boxing there was 1985. And they put on a great show up there on Friday night. Was well supported by the Irish Defence Forces up there and by the general public. He had 10 action-packed contests down for decision. And then the first contest was a very, very worthy curtain raiser for any major tournament when a local schoolboy, Jimmy Moore from Ballyshannon, he locked horns with the foes, ever-improving Brent O'Hagan. And at the close of three very hard-fought rounds, the foe puncher was a convincing split-points decision winner, 4-1. And contest number two was a senior 71-kilo contest that saw Private Martin Carpenter from Dundalk outpoint Finner's Peter McDyer, 5-0. And in contest number three, it was a senior novice, 75-kilo, when Kyle Morgan, Dundalk, he outpointed Private Eddie Lynch from Finner on a split decision, 3-2, very close contest. Contest number four, Michael O'Donoghue, Dundalk, he outpointed Lee Higgins from the Ring Club in Derry. This was a senior novice contest at 60 kilos. And bout number five, Finner and Twin Towns boxer Private Brian Gallagher, he recorded a first-round stoppage over Dundalk's John McGuigan. And in contest number six, her full debutant, Evan McGuire, he turned on a veteran's display of ringcraft when he had a unanimous points won over Private Frank Carr from Finner Camp. Bout number seven was a points winner over, was a battle of the Duffys when Dunreese Charlie Duffy took a split points decision over Twin Towns puncher Declan Duffy in a novice 70-kilo contest. And in contest number eight was very keenly contested when Owen Wright, Finner Camp, and also boxers out of Finn Valley Boxing Club took a split points decision over Barry Kennedy from Balnacaro, County Sligo. That was a senior contest at 75 kilos. And in bout number nine, Private Dominic Dunahan from Dundalk, he had an RSC 2-1 in round two over Aaron Boyle from Finner Camp in the senior 71-kilo contest. And in the final contest of the night, brought together former Dunlow boxer Corporal Stephen Doherty, now boxing with Finner Camp, and Rory McGlinchey from Raffoe. This was a light heavyweight contest, 81 kilos. And this was an edge of the seat contest that saw Doherty record a deserving unanimous points decision. And he also took the Boxer of the Night award on that occasion. So it was great night's boxing all in all, PG, on Friday night. And it's great to see it back there up in Bundoran. And hopefully it's not too long to have another tournament up there. Very great, good for the boxing. They foster and promote the sport. And again, all credit to Liam Owens and all his team up there for such a great night. The hospitality was also fantastic on the night. And I'd like to thank all the officials who turned up as well. We had plenty of officials on the night for such bad weather. So all in all, very, very good night, PJ.
Yeah, it's fantastic, Peter. And talking of bad weather, there was some boxing championships put off this weekend.
That's right, PJ. We had the Ulster Nine Counties Open Championship for boys in years 14, 15, 16 and 17 cancelled because of the bad weather. And now they will go ahead next weekend, the 16th and 17th, again at the same venue next Saturday and Sunday. And the finals will be held on Monday night. They're going to run them in the same venue, the Falls Leisure Centre on the Falls Road. And there'll be two rings in action because we had a very, very big entry here, PJ, for these championships. There's an entry of 200, 169 male, 31 females, and we'll have 125 contests in total to be boxed next weekend. That's on Saturday, Sunday, and on Monday night. And there'll be two rings in action all the time. So it'll be a busy weekend next weekend. And I'd just like to finish up by PJ be saying that the first action in Donegal for 2018 will be the Donegal Open Championships to be held on Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and 7th of January, in the Osmond Centre, Dunfanaghy. And on behalf of the boxing fraternity of Donegal Board and everyone in Donegal Boxing, I'd just like to wish everybody at Highland Sports Desk a very, very happy, great Christmas and thank them for the great coverage throughout 2017. It's greatly appreciated by us all and our own sport of boxing. Thanks very, very much, PJ.